It's time now for Detoxifying the Soul, brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries.
Hello, I'm Kathy Harris, and I'm so glad that you joined me here today on Detoxifying the Soul. Detoxifying the Soul is a strategic antidote sent forth from the kingdom of God to eradicate every negative toxic influence of your past. We're here to root out, pull down, throw down, and destroy every hindrance in your spirit, soul, and body so that you can fulfill your unique God-given destiny. You know, the word detoxify comes from the root word detox, which simply is a place where people come to be detoxified. Well, you're in the right place at the right time so that you can begin the process of spiritual detoxification through the Word of God. When you detoxify something or someone, you are removing the toxic or poisonous substance or counteracting its toxic effects. Jesus declares in John 15:3, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." God has some things to say to you today. So come on, launch out into the deep and defeat the enemies of your soul. Hello, and welcome to the broadcast. Today I'd like to talk to you about a very important subject, neglect, which is something I call the silent killer. You know, the Bible records in Hebrews 2:3, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" The word neglect simply means not caring for something properly. It means to fail to give the proper or required care and attention to something or somebody. It means to fail to do something, especially because of carelessness, forgetfulness, or indifference. You know, you and I can neglect something by ignorance or just through downright laziness. You know, many people may think that that word neglect used by the Apostle Paul was a very strong word. But I believe the Holy Spirit was trying to say something to us, something that would enhance our life and our victory. How many marriages would have not gone through divorce had neglect not been a factor? Carelessness, forgetfulness, indifference. You know, according to the word of God in Ephesians 5:1, we are to be imitators of God. And we know that God is love. God's nature is a caring nature. He is affectionate about his work and his creation. You know, in the book of Genesis, the Bible declares that in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth, and he records that he created all the other things, when he was done, the Bible said he looked on those things that he had done and he said it was good. God created everything he created in love and in excellence, never neglecting one aspect or one detail in anything he created. And you know, God didn't just create and then abandon. No, God never abandons his own. God is an affectionate God. You know, throughout the scripture, we see God the Father. We see his caring nature demonstrated to mankind and every other kind. God is love. His character is always consistent with love. Whatever God does is born out of love. There's no love in neglect. There's no love in being careless, forgetful, or indifferent to something or somebody. You know, love never abandons or betrays. Love is always faithful. Let's look at the steadfast love of God in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. For God himself has said, I will never in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, relax my hold on. Assuredly not, he says. Wow. What a caring, compassionate, affectionate Father we have. Love never neglects or ignores or chooses to abandon care of its own. You know, no parent in their right mind would ever on purpose neglect or choose to forsake their children. You see, God watches over us with great care and affection. The very hairs of your head has been numbered. You were fearfully and wonderfully made, every part of you created with much detail and skill by the master craftsman, our God, our Father, our Creator. And you know, God didn't just do all that just to someday cast you aside, withdraw his care and affection. No, he wouldn't do that to you. You belong to him. You are his jewel, his masterpiece. You know, you and I wouldn't sit a precious jewel or masterpiece to the side and never think about it or care for it. Of course we wouldn't. You would keep it in a safe place. You would want to prevent it from harm or careless handling. You would clean it with much care. You would make sure you use the right products to maintain its value, worth, and appearance. The more value you ascribe to it, the more care you give it. You see, true love, the God kind of love, never neglects, abandons, deserts, ignores, overlooks, passes over, disregards, forgets, or avoids. Love abides with you forever. Love will never abandon an unfinished project. Love will never desert its own. Love will never ignore your cry for help. Love will never overlook or fail to notice even the smallest detail of your life. You know, the Lord is interested and wants to be involved in all aspects of our lives, and they are not insignificant to him. Love will never pass you over in an attempt or an effort to belittle your worth. Love will never disregard or disrespect you as to close the eye to your very existence. Love will never forget you. Love will never avoid contact, communication, communion, or fellowship with you. It notices when you aren't there. We are to protect, not neglect, what we love. You know, have you ever seen an old abandoned home, one that's been left without attention or care for years? What is the first thing you notice as you approach the house? The broken windows, the caved-in porch, the peeling paint, the overgrowth of weeds and grass and garbage scattered all over the yard, the unsecured front door, the graffiti. Many of these things are characteristic of neglect. Then as you enter the unsecured door, you immediately smell the musty scent of mildew. generally followed by the sight of unwanted four-legged creatures, mice, roaches, and whatever else crawling around. There would be dust and mites and flies, spiders cascading their webs throughout the house. You would see the remnants of what used to be in every room. There would be evidence that there was once care and attention. But now you see the results of neglect. You see, neglect takes its toll through the process of decay. You know, working in the medical field for the past 25 years has taught me that some diseases can develop in the human body and go undetected for years. They stealthily eat away the health and vitality of the individual and destroy vital organs virtually unnoticed. What used to be a strong, vibrant, healthy, active person suddenly becomes a weak, sickly, severely debilitated individual, incapable of carrying out even the most trivial activities of daily living. Though the symptoms may have seemed to appear overnight, they were no more than a manifestation or an unveiling of what has been working behind the scene for years. You know, in many cases, the person may be dumbfounded, totally bewildered, to learn the diagnosis after weeks of treatment. You know, many times they say, "How could this be? You must be mistaken. You have the wrong person. You must have me mixed up with someone else. I want a second opinion. I can't believe this." You know, and sometimes after reflecting, sometimes people wonder, "What could I have done differently to prevent this from happening?"
Detoxifying the Soul has been brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries. For more information, go to detoxifyingthesoul.com.